Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Keith Miller. Batting second, the left fielder, Mark Carrion. Batting third, the second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Juan Samuel. Batting seventh, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Ojeda. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Ojeda. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Shawn Dunston. Batting second, the second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third, the first baseman, Mark Grace. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Lloyd McClendon. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Marvel Wynn. Batting eighth, the catcher, Joe Girardi. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Wilson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Wilson. And now, play ball. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miller strikes out. 1 out. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Shawn Dunston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dunston hits a line drive into left field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ryne Sandberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ojeda fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dawson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Teufel takes first base on ball 4. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Samuel strikes out. 1 out. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Elster hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Salazar, and towards Dunston, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Ojeda is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ojeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carrion. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McClendon hits a fly ball into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dawson moves to third. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dawson scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ojeda fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Mets. Mark Carrion batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Teufel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeffries moves to second. Kevin Blankenship now pitching. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jeffries scores. Teufel moves to third. It's 5-1, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Samuel. The throw from Girardi and he is safe. Samuel steals second. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster is 0-for-1 in the game. Elster hits a line drive into left field. McClendon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Girardi hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dunston is 0-for-1 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Ojeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ojeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Ojeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Carrion batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carrion is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into left field. Kerrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball into left field. Kerrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McClendon is 0-for-1 in the game. McClendon hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson strikes out. The ball gets by Girardi. He chases the ball to the backstop. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Teufel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Teufel hits a fly ball into left field. McClendon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Samuel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Samuel hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Salazar is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ojeda fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Girardi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Girardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Girardi hits a fly ball into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster is 0-for-2 in the game. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Ojeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ojeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Ojeda strikes out. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Elster. The throw from Girardi and he is safe. Elster steals second. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds now playing left field. Domingo Ramos pinch hits for Kevin Blankenship. Domingo Ramos batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ramos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dunston is 0-2 in the game. Dunston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramos moves to second. Dwight Gooden now pitching. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sandberg is 0-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ramos moves to third. Two outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Grace is 0-2 in the game. Grace takes first base on ball 4. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dawson is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Pico now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jeffries is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grace scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jeffries for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Teufel is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Samuel is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Samuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McClendon is 0-2 in the game. McClendon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Salazar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Salazar is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Salazar hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marvel Wynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Wynn is 0-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter is 1-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Elster is 0-3 in the game. Elster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gooden bunts towards the mound. Pico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Miller is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dunston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kurt Wilkerson pinch hits for Joe Girardi. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wilkerson strikes out. 1 out. Dwight Smith pinch hits for Jeff Pico. Dwight Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Smith hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Shawn Dunston is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Dunston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dunston hits a fly ball towards right. Miller settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Miller. Smith tags and scores. It's 5-2, Mets. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sandberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Dunston. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Dunston steals second. Mark Grace is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dunston moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Rona now catching. Dwight Smith now playing right field. Dean Wilkins now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds strikes out. 1 out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jeffries is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McClendon is 0-for-3 in the game. McClendon hits a fly ball into center field. Samuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Salazar is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Salazar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Salazar reaches second base with a double. Marvel Wynn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Varsho pinch hits for Rick Rona. Gary Varsho batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Varsho hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.